Want to make a complaint about This Is Podka. My name is Terrence Vargas. Episode number 142 is here. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
Your providers will have their provider grievance procedures, but you should begin by explaining what the grievance is and what you would like them to do about it. Your provider can request additional information to help the provider understand and address the issue. If a complaint cannot be resolved easily, you should be sure to file a formal complaint with them, instead of simply talking with them about your issue. If it is a complicated issue, it is best to send a follow-up email or letter, so that you have a record of all the communications. When you think that you need a formal complaint, check the manual for the company, and follow the specific procedures that they recommend. You will need to follow specific procedural rules if you choose to make a formal complaint. If you choose to file a formal complaint, you may wish to consult with an attorney who can assist you in understanding the process, as well as applicable laws and rules relevant to your complaint. The process begins when either you or your electric, water, or phone company files an official complaint with PUC. If you are a customer of an electric, telephone, or water provider that has filed an informal complaint with the Public Utilities Commission and are dissatisfied with the resolution, you can file a formal complaint. An employment discrimination complaint can be filed either by mail or in person at your nearest EEOC office. Employees are entitled to file safety and health complaints or complaints about supervisory conduct. You have a right to file a whistleblower complaint with OSHA if you feel that your employer has retaliated against you for exercising your rights as an employee under whistleblower protection laws that OSHA enforces. In person, visit your local OSHA office. OSHA employees may be able to discuss your complaint with you and answer any questions you might have. After our office reviews your complaint and supporting documentation, we will probably refer your complaint to the business that was the subject of the complaint to get a response. To be sure that you are complaining to the right agency, please check their website or phone number prior to filing a complaint, or ask the consumer organization about the agencies you should be contacting. A consumer complaint may be filed with Indiana's Bureau of Professional Licensing, or it may go directly to the ultimate destination, Indiana's Attorney General. Filing a consumer complaint with the Attorney General's office is simple. Large companies usually have a consumer affairs department, or complaints, which you can reach out to for help. Talking to an experienced organization may help you determine how to resolve a problem, and many agencies have publications explaining consumers' rights and how to handle complaints. If you have a complaint about a service, a department, or an individual, you should speak to the individual in question first. While we cannot compel the business to address a complaint, our communication with the company will usually lead to resolution. No agency can compel a business to settle a single complaint, but a government's stake in a case may persuade the business to settle. This makes it far easier for you to file a complaint, as well as much more likely that it will be resolved to your satisfaction. Review the situations below, and pick one or two situations to practice making your complaint. There are a few simple rules you can follow to make your complaints more effective. If your company does not have a formal grievance policy, some simple guidelines can help you to represent your displeasure as best as you can. When you are ready to begin a grievance, you will be asked to share details about your issue, proof, and a little bit of personal information that we will use to evaluate the situation. If you do not wish to file online, you may choose to download, print, and post your complaint form. Or, you can submit a complaint over the phone if you do not wish to give your name. If you want to use another method to file your complaint and wish to remain anonymous, please do not include information in your online complaint form, envelope, email address, body of mail, or supporting documents that would disclose your identity. Please note, however, that under Section 25 of 2009, 63 PSSS 2205.1, if you submit your complaint anonymously, the department is not allowed to share any information related to your complaint with anyone, including you. Most complaints will be
forwarded to the department's Office of Enforcement and Investigation, requesting information that is necessary for department investigators to make determinations as to whether discipline charges should be filed against the licensee the complaint is filed against. To address your complaint, the SPPO may be required to collect personally identifiable information on you or your children which is relevant to the investigation and resolution of your complaint. You will then be required to sign electronically your complaint and fill out the consent form. A consumer specialist will mail the company your full complaint, as well as a letter asking for a business response, back to the division's office within 21 days. Find out the steps you need to take and whom you should contact if you need to complain to a company about a purchase. Seek advice. Anytime you are filing a state complaint, it is also a good idea to get counseling from your state's Parent Training and Information Center or the Protection and Advocacy Agency. You may file a state complaint with your state education agency regarding any issue you would otherwise make a request to due process hearing, and any other reason that you believe a school system has violated IDEA. Open the OCR Complaints portal and choose which types of complaints you want to file.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Terrence, and this was episode 142 of Podka. See ya next time.